Jaguars' season is hanging by a thread. A very thin thread as it pertains to the chance to come out a winner. Luckily, those of us going over the edge of the Omni Hotel in Jacksonville on Thursday in support of the North Florida Council of the Boy Scouts of America had a little more holding on to us. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel from the roof of the Omni Hotel in downtown Jacksonville. I'm Brian Sexton. The Lions' Matthew Stafford is the key to the game on Sunday at Ford Field in Detroit. He's as good a quarterback as there is in the game right now. He's thrown 18 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. He's completing about 67% of his passes. They're converting nearly 50% on third down. He's got a strong arm and has fueled them to 4 wins in their last 5 games, which means the Jaguars have to be on point and be ready to take a quarterback who doesn't make mistakes and try to help him make a few.
We all understand if younger pass rushers, it takes a little bit of time. But you see some times where they're winning and the ball's coming out. And you see some other times they're holding it and we're not getting there. So, you know, it's a combination of, you know, we got to maybe work some more games and twists and stuff like that to give them a chance. And when they hold the ball, we just got to get there.
The Jaguars believe they have the pieces to put together a fierce pass rush eventually. Right now, they're relying on a pair of first-year players to get the job done. And right now, those guys are working overtime to figure it out.
When we get opportunities to rush and they let us go, we can go. But today we just got to do what we got to do, control what we can control, and that's that.
We both young boys, both young cats, and you know we want to push each other each and every snap, and we're both versatile, so we both can flip on different sides of the edges and we can rush different sides. So we bring a lot of versatility to the game.
Time now for Sexton Says, where I tell you what has to happen for the Jaguars to end their 4-game losing streak on Sunday. And it's brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jaguars. They certainly need takeaways, but on Sunday, the Jaguars can't turn the ball over. They have to be neutral in the turnover ratio to beat the Lions. The offense has turned the ball over 6 times in the last 2 games, and those 6 turnovers led directly to 20 points for the Chiefs and Texans. Of course, they need to run the ball and get after the quarterback, but they need to keep the game close so Blake Bortles isn't having to sling it all over Ford Field. They need to beat the Lions by beating the Lions and not by beating themselves. I know you have to take chances in this league, but for a team on a 4-game losing streak and leading the league with 19 turnovers, they have to find a way to win without risk. They have to protect the ball at all costs, at least this week. Well, that'll do it for the Over the Edge edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Don't forget, we're live at Ford Field starting at 12:15 Eastern Time with Jaguars.com Live. And, of course, we'll have coverage between now and then to get you ready for your favorite football team. Have a great weekend.